This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Adam Montgomery found guilty on all charges, including that of murdering his daughter, Harmony Montgomery. It was a heartbreaking case to watch. Witness after witness testifying as to his actions, as to their own actions, and ultimately to the lack of actions that ever took place to protect little five-year-old Harmony Montgomery from the wrath of her father, Adam Montgomery. Joining me to discuss the verdict, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I don't think any of us were surprised by this verdict, but what did you make of the trial as a whole? We heard from so many people in so many places where it really felt like something could have been done. If we were to go back in time and say, here's what we should be fixing, what would you be advising people as to where they could have inserted themselves into Harmony's life to make a difference?
Yeah, over and over and over again, we saw places where there could have been some kind of intervention, and it was just an abysmal failure of the Department of Children and Families, DCF there. It was a failure of Harmony had a court-appointed attorney who failed her abysmally. And then, of course, the tendency in this country to prioritize the rights of parents at the expense of the rights of children, which technically isn't really supposed to happen that way, but the way it plays out. I was reading, it's available online, the Office of Child and Advocate report done by the state where they took this case apart from the time of Harmony's birth and went over everything that happened. And they really identified very clearly where the failures were. And anybody who wants to read that can find it online. Just put Harmony Montgomery Office of Child Advocate report, and you'll be able to read the whole thing. But I'm reading now, this was a central finding from the report. Harmony's individual needs, well-being, and safety were not prioritized or considered on an equal footing with the assertion of her parents' rights to care for her in any aspect of the decision-making by any state entity. And, you know, there is now a push because of this report to clean this system up. And that's the only positive thing we can say at this point is that they are hopefully going to be making changes. But it was appalling to read that as part of the case plan to try to unify Harmony with her parents, she was having little visits as an infant with Adam when he was incarcerated in prison for attempted murder. And he was given, as part of his case plan to potentially have custody of his daughter, attend anger management and parenting classes while in prison. Okay, this is just, looking at it as a mental health clinician, this is abysmally stupid. You know, obviously, this is a person who just does not have the potential to ever care for a vulnerable child. And, you know, that we bend over backwards, you know, Kayla, what's the mom's name? Her biological mom? I forget her name.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. But yeah, I always think of Kayla because she was the one who was more present.
Yeah, Kayla, Crystal or something like that. But she was given over and over and over chances to clean up. And so with the drug problem, and Harmony was bounced back and forth between the foster home where she would do well, and then back with biological mom where she would be neglected and start to deteriorate. And it eventually got to the point, after so many of these failed attempts to reunify with mom, that she was deteriorating behaviorally to the point the foster family couldn't manage her anymore. Even though they loved her dearly, she was going downhill. And she had a court-appointed attorney who was not fighting for her. And in fact, at one of the hearings near the end, he said, oh, well, Harmony wants to go live with her father. Okay, Harmony is a very disturbed, abused little five-year-old girl, and that should not have been the position that was taken by her own lawyer, you know. So people were just not looking at the big picture. There were red flags all over the place with both her parents, and she should have been placed. There is a rule there that after 15 months in foster care, if parents have not gotten it together, the child is supposed to be up for adoption in a permanent home. And the problem is there were loopholes with this. And, you know, the parents just got through the loopholes. And it's just, a sickening case.
There's so much to unpack there. I mean, the reunification, and that seems to be one of the big problems. I was going to ask, does just go on basically to infinity? We got the 15-month rule, but I guess there's loopholes there. But let's say that it, you know, just keeps cycling through every 10 months. Somebody wants to try and get her back out of foster care or wherever she's at and just kind of bounce her around. I mean, at what point, is that just how the system works? And they just basically were just bureaucratically following the bureaucracy and the rules without fully understanding or without fully taking into account the damage that it's doing to people like Harmony. Yeah. It's like, well, the rules say we got to do this and do that. And that, you know, Harmony be damned, I guess, at the end of the day, as long as we keep following these things that we're supposed to do.
Yeah, and it's absurd to read the case plans, you know, having worked with abusive parents who have been mandated to, you know, court mandated to parenting classes. I'm sorry, if these folks are so disturbed that they've lost custody of their kids, that they've been incarcerated for violent crimes, parenting classes, you know, a series of 8 weeks of, you know, put your kid in timeout, don't hit them. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, this does not integrate. It does no good whatsoever. And there just seems to be an incredible bias toward reunification, which, as I've said before, I think is based upon flawed studies and bad data going back decades.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've just got to hope that there's enough pressure now for these agencies to shift the focus and do better.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.